know you don't like talking about injuries, but it appeared for a good part of that second half you were in pretty serious discomfort. Did it affect, how much did it affect you?
It didn't affect me. Just discomfort. But, you know, I mean, obviously you desire not to have that if you could choose, but I mean, I made the throws I wanted to make, so I don't feel like it affected me.
In any way at all, did you feel you were less than 100% in anything at all when you did?
No, I wouldn't go out there if I couldn't do what I felt capable of doing.
Did you ever come close to saying I can't go out there?
Nope.
Josh, what do you think happened from 20-7 up to what happened at the end? Could you put your finger on it?
No, if I could, you know, probably wouldn't happen. So, just look at the tape and check it out and see. You know, we flip flop ourselves sometimes. You know, we get started slow and then we come on late and then we start fast today and don't finish. And you know, good football teams, they finish. And we, you know, in order for us to become what we want to become, we got to finish better.
Josh, will you be able to start Thursday night?
We'll see as the week goes on. It's a short week, and so we'll talk to coach and see how that goes.
I mean, coach said that if you're healthy, that you will be the starter. So do you anticipate being healthy enough?
I would hope so. Yeah.
And he mentioned to us that you took a shot to the ribs. That he thought it was more so your ribs than your shoulder. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is right.
Johnny had two steps on the field
and
gave him the wave. Do you think they were
going to
take you out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you try to let him know as soon as you can what's going on. So, like I said, unless I just want to be out there fighting with my guys. And so, unless, you know, I just want to play. I want to be out there with my guys. So I didn't feel like I was, you know, hurting enough that it was going to keep me from doing my job. And so I want to stay out there.
After that mentor hit, was that a neurological exam they were doing over there on the sidelines, the docs at the bench?
No.
No. And when you were crouching down on the field, what was kind of going on there? Can you say?
You know, obviously just. When you get hit, and it doesn't feel good, you try to just find a comfortable spot. And so I think that's more than anything, that's what I was trying to do. Just trying to get myself, you know, just get there, wind back, you know, wind kind of got out of me a little bit. So just trying to get my bearings and get better.
Before the game, there were all kinds of rumors and trade stuff swirling around. Were you aware of any of that? Did it impact any of your guys? Did you notice any buzz or distraction?
No, I'm not aware of it, and didn't notice it. So,
Josh, you're trying to get the offense going there in the second half. But how devastating can it be when you lose players like Gibson and Hayden on consecutive plays when you're trying to slow their momentum?
Obviously, I mean that's a good. They're good on both sides of the ball. They've done a great job of building that team, and so we knew it was going to be a dogfight and. And so when you're playing a team like this, and this is really any week in the NFL, but you're playing a team like this, you got to have all hands on deck. So obviously those guys are who they are for a reason. They're playmakers and all those things. Those guys go out, it does hurt you. But you got to, we have to have, you know, next man up mentality and keep rolling.
Is it too early to speculate on whether you can play Thursday or do you feel you can right now?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, I can't predict the future, but, you know, unless – anything changes, you know, my mind, as long as I can wake up the next few days and do everything I feel like I need to do to be effective, then I'll be ready.
Josh, who's the ribs? Is the shoulder any worse for wear from playing through this game?
No, I mean, it is what it is. So, just, it's, you know, it's not, like I said, as long as it's not keeping me from doing what I need to do, it's, you know, it's not what it becomes. Our doctors have done a good job of letting me know everything's good structurally, and so then it's just, you just deal with pain and you move on. So I don't really, everything's good structurally, so let's just keep it moving.
You had three touchdowns in the first half. Is the shot that you took to the ribs just the reason for your second half performance, or what changed other than the injury?
No, I just don't, I mean, I don't think any of us executed the way we needed to, you know. So that's, you know, just what it was. We didn't come out and execute the way we did in the first half. And so.
I know you probably don't want to answer this, but did you have x-rays on the ribs after the game? And if so, do you have any broken ribs?
Yes, and then I'll leave all the rest of that to Coach.
You said you could do what you needed to. You could get the ball intermediate and down the field like you wanted to the second half.
Yeah, I mean, did you guys not watch the end of the game? Throw to Gary in the fourth quarter, threw one on the sideline to try. I mean, so I felt like I could do everything I needed to do.
Pretty good.
Wait, one more. How far do you think then this team is from turning it around and getting back to when things were clicking?
I don't know how to quantify that. All I know is we got to go, you know, get ready for Cincinnati and focus on the next play. So that's all I can. I don't know how to measure that. We on both sides of the ball, and even in teams, we do things that good football teams do, and then we do bad things, and we've got to clean that up, and we got to be more consistent. And we're just you know, not right now. And so, our, you know, obviously, it's focused on what we're doing offensively and what we can do to get better.